So let's review. The Gemara continues with several halachas pertaining to prosbul. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Yisaymin ain't tzrichin prosbul. Orphans do not require a prosbul to collect their father's loan. The Rabbi Gamliel ubeis dinoi avin shal Yisaymin. Bezdin manages their assets as their father would. Therefore, it is considered as if Bezdin owns the loan, which is the concept of prosbul. The Mishnah Masechta the Shviyah states, Ein kaisin prosbul ela ala karka. A malva, the lender, writes a prosbul only if the loiv of the borrower owns land, because as Rashi explains, the Chacham initiated prosbul only for common loans that generally can be collected from the loiv's property. Im ein loy, mizakeyu b'tech sedeyu kolshu. And if the loiv does not own land, the malva awards him a small parcel of land and writes a prosbul. The malva can then collect the entire loan based on afila kelach shel kruv, even a small piece of land. Rabbi Yehuda adds, Afila hishilei makum latana b'likirayim. Even if the malva only lends the leiva space to store an oven or allows him to keep an otzitz nakov, a flower pot with a hole suspended above his property, even though it is not on the actual ground, he can write a prosbul because an otzitz nakov is considered karka since it draws nourishment from the ground. The Gemara cites a braisa, Ein loy karka, v'l'arev yesh loy karka, kaisman lov prosbul. If the leiva does not own karka, but the guarantor on the loan does own karka, the malva can write a prosbul. And loy ul arav ein lan karka, v'l'chayiv lo yesh le karka, kaisav alam prosbul. Even if both the leiva and the arav do not own karka, but a person who owes the leiva money does own karka, the malva can write a prosbul because of shibud de Reb Nosson. If A owes B, and B owes C money, C can collect directly from A. Therefore, it's considered as if the leiva owns karka. The Mishnah Masechta Shviyas teaches, Hashviyas mishametes es hamilva, bein bishtar, bein mishalei bishtar. Shmita cancels all loans, regardless whether the loan was in a document or without a document. The Gemara cites two explanations of the Mishnah. Rav Shmuel explained that bishtar refers to shtar shiyesh b'achrayis nechasim. The loan has a document that includes a lien on the leiva's properties. Shaloi bishtar refers to both shtar she'im b'achrayis nechasim, the loan was in a document, but does not include a lien, and kol shekein milva al peh, certainly a loan with no shtar at all. In all cases, shviyas mishametes, because it was not collected before Shemitah. Rabbi Yechon ben Shimon ben Lakish disagree, and say bishtar refers only to shtar she'im b'achrayis nechasim, and shaloi bishtar refers only to milva al peh, and only in these cases, shviyas mishametes. However, regarding shtar shiyesh b'achrayis nechasim, eino mishamet, Shemitah does not cancel this loan because, as Rashi explains, dekugavu dami ve'en kanchayv. It is considered as if the loan has already been collected. The Mishnah Masechta Shviyah states, Hamava es chaveri mois al hamashkin v'hamoisa shtaroisiv lebezdin ein mishamten. If the malva took an item of the loiva as security when he lent him the money, Shemitah does not cancel the loan because bal chayv koina mashkin. The malva owns the mashkin in that he is liable if he loses it, and therefore, kugavu dami ve'en kanchayv. And if the malva gives over the shtar to a bezdin, Shemitah does not cancel the loan because the tafsil hu beidina. It now belongs to bezdin, and the malva is not the collector. The Mishnah Masechta Shviyah cites the pasuk b'zed dvar hashmata, and as Rashi explains, tzarech leimed dibur shal Shemitah. He must make the statement of Shemitah from which we derive hamach zuchev l'chaveri b'shviyas, tzarech sheyem alei mishamarani. If a leiva wishes to pay the loan after Shemitah, the malva must inform him that Shemitah cancels the loan. However, if the leiva insists, the malva may accept the payment. Rabbah adds, the malva may even coerce the leiva into saying, afa piking. Rav Yehuda Rav Nachman says, Neman adam leima prizbul hayi biyadi v'avad mimeni. A malva does not need to furnish the actual prizbul. He's believed to say that he wrote a prizbul but it got lost. Because given to the kinner abana prosbul, leishavik hetera v'achli sura, a person will not be dishonest and lie for a matter that he can easily accomplish legitimately. The Gemara concludes, however, that this is actually a machlekes in the braisa. Hamoiti shtar chayiv tzarech sheyehei my prosbul. A malva who wishes to collect a loan after shmita must produce the actual prosbul. V'chacham aymrim ein tzarech. He does not need to produce the prosbul. The Gemara also teaches debei Rav Ashi masri milayu lahadodi. They would merely state the words of a prosbul verbally, v'lei tzricha min achrini. It's not necessary to write it. Zok the Mishnah, Eved shenishba upadu'uhu. If the Evet Kenani of one person was captured by Akum and was then redeemed by another person, it depends. Im Lishum Evet Yishtabit. If he redeemed him for servitude, he remains an Evet. Im Lishum Ben Chayrin Lo Yishtabit. If he redeemed him for freedom, he is no longer an Evet. Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel disagrees and says, Ben Kach Umen Kach Yishtabit. In both cases, he remains an Evet. The Gemara cites two approaches in explanation of the Mishnah. Abaye says that the Mishnah refers to a case of Lefnei Yish. The first owner did not relinquish ownership of the Eved, and therefore there is no machlaikis that if Lashum Eved, Yishtabid L'Rabbi Rishon. If the pidyon was for Avdus, the Eved belongs to the first owner, because he was not Meyayish. The machlaikis is only if Lashum Ben Chayrin, if the pidyon was for Chayrus. The Tanakama holds, Lo Yishtabid L'Rabbi Sheni, the Halashum Ben Chayrin Parke. He does not belong to the second owner because he redeemed him for Chayrus. L'Rabbi Rishon Nami Loi, Dilma Memani V'Loi Parke. And it does not belong to the first owner either, because if he would, people might refrain from redeeming a captured Eved, as the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim is only for a ben chayrin, a free person. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds, ben kach u ben kach yishtabit. He does belong to the first owner, because people will not refrain from redeeming a captured Eved, because k'shem shemitzvah liftus es b'nei chayrin, kach mitzvah liftus es avodim. The mitzvah to redeem a captured person includes an Eved as well. Rava says the Mishnah refers to a case of la'achar yish. The first owner did relinquish ownership of the Eved. And the Machlekes is in both cases. The Tanakama holds, L'shum Eved Yishtabid L'Rabbi Sheni. If the pidyon was for Avdus, the Eved now belongs to the second owner because the first owner was Meyayish. However, L'shum Ben Chayrin, Lo Yishtabid, Lo L'Rabbi Rishon, and Lo L'Rabbi Sheni. If the pidyon was for Chayrus, the Eved does not belong to either one. L'Rabbi Sheni Loi, the L'shum Ben Chayrin Parke. He does not belong to the second owner because he redeemed him for Chayrus. L'Rabbi Rishon Nami Loi the Hola Achar Yish Abba, and it does not belong to the first owner because he was Meyayish. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer Ben Kach Ben Kach Yishtabit. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that in both cases he belongs to the first owner because Shelo Yehe Kol Echad VeEchad Hailech Umapal Atzma LeGiyasis Umafki Atzma Midei Rabbi. The Chacham initiated that he goes back to his original owner so that slaves would not submit themselves to captivity in the hope of being redeemed and becoming free. The Gemara goes on to explain that according to Rava, the Tanakama holds L'shum Eved Yishtabid L'Rabbi Sheni. Although the first owner was already Miyayish, the Eved did not become free because Shavoi Koni Le L'maisi Yodav. The captor, the Akum, acquires the Eved for his work. And when the second owner, the Yisrael, redeems him L'shem Eved, he acquires complete ownership of the Eved. As Rosh Lakish says, Akum Koni Nesa Akum L'maisi Yodav. One Akum can own another Akum for his work based on the Kavo Chaymer. Akum Yisrael Kaina. Akum Loi Kol Shekein. An Akum can own even a Yisrael for his work, as the pasuk that referring to an Eved Ivri states, V'nimka L'ger Toisha B'lo Akum Mishpachas Ger. However, L'gufoy Loi, an Akum cannot completely own a Yisrael, nor an Akum, because the pasuk states, V'gamem Neha Toishav Magor M'emcha Mehem Tiknu. Atem Kaina Mehem. Only a Yisrael can completely acquire an Akum, V'loihim Kaina Mikem, V'loihim Kaina Mzeh Mizeh. An Akum cannot completely acquire another Akum, and certainly not a Yisrael.